It's time now for the Hiawatha Red Hawk Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we start with the girls for the Red Hawks as they're just coming off their final regular season game of the year last night at home in the Roundhouse against Jeff West. They got the 52-44 win as Coach Stacy Jasper joins us. And you got to love ending the season on a high note. And again, giving those seniors that send-off with that win at home in the Roundhouse. It wasn't easy, though, against a very similar Jeff West Tiger team.
Yeah, it was a big game for us. We, we've seen them before and knew it was going to be a very, similar type of game. We went to their place and only won by 7. And it was a tight game there as well. So we expected it. And luckily, we just came out on the other side of it last night. We had 3 seniors on the team and we were trying to make it a big night for them. And sure enough, Aaliyah came out with a great night. She actually, I haven't even told our team this yet, but she actually came away with our first double-double of the year.
Wow.
With 16 points and 10 rebounds. So she played great, and as well as a few others. But, yeah, it was a great night for the Red Hawks.
She was actually the player to bank on the KNZA broadcast, actually, because of that very thing right there on Tuesday night. Talking a little bit, obviously, about 2025, we've got Substate coming up. Your first game is on Thursday. But just kind of looking back at the year, initially in the first part of the year in December, it was kind of figuring out what your guys' identity was. You guys were figuring each other out, too, as a new head coach and whatnot. You got into 2025. You lose the first game, but then you go on a 5-game winning streak. You then turn around and go on a 5-game losing streak, and here we are at the end of the season, a 3-game losing streak. If that trend continues, tomorrow night, hopefully, we're looking at a win. But anyway, let's talk a little bit just about the streakiness of the year and kind of how this season has gone leading up to the postseason.
That's called consistency, Seth.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
No, you're right. We've had some streaks here and there, whether they're good or bad. But, right now I feel like our team is pretty locked in. Just knowing that the season just comes down, to the next week or two. I think it's really hit the girls. And, basketball's a long season, and it's a grueling season. And sometimes there are times where, I can see it in their eyes. They're like, oh, my gosh, this is just taking forever. But, we've talked about the postseason here recently and what we have the capability of doing and potential to do. And I think the girls are just locked in. And, as you mentioned, we're on a 3-game winning streak now. So hopefully that streak continues because obviously now it's one and done from here on out. So I'm proud of our team. For myself as a new head coach, I wanted, looking at what we had coming back and being a part of the program for so long, I just had a goal to go 500 at least and to at least get some double figure wins. So we've achieved that already. And so I'm very proud of this team. And I do believe that we've got plenty of work to do and some ability to get a few more games in.
Yeah, you are the 6th seed in the Hiawatha Substate bracket, so you get the home game. Of course, you get the win. You also host Substate going forward as well, so that's a huge thing for the girls. Let's look at this next game Thursday night. You host West Franklin. They come into this one out of the Flint Hills League at 7-14 overall, 3-6 out of their league. They come off of a win. They got a win last night to wrap up their regular season, but otherwise they've kind of struggled as of late. They have 5 losses out of their last 7 games, so they're kind of struggling a little bit to wrap up the season, and there's not really a lot of things to compare them to as far as similar opponents, but one thing I will say is, obviously Flint Hills, Big East, I mean, apples and oranges there, really.
Yeah, I do. The Big East League has done nothing but prepare everyone for postseason. I don't know that we were necessarily too excited when those 2 legs were going to consolidate, but honestly, it's been really good for everyone. I think boys, girls, all sports. So we've gotten really great competition all year long. So hopefully that's made us a better team and kind of we're peaking at the right time right now. I've watched a lot of film on West Franklin. I think we'll be prepared for them. And hopefully we come out playing hard and strong and confident and we'll get the job done.
All right, sounds good. Well, good luck on Thursday night. Of course, you can watch that game on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. And like I said, good luck with the game on Thursday night, Stacy. And it's been a pleasure talking to you all season long as we wrap up our coaches' shows here for 2025.
Thank you so much, Seth.
All right, again, Coach Stacy Jasper, the head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks, the girls program. Again, their next game coming up, a sub-state first-round matchup with West Franklin. We continue our Hiawatha locker room chats with head coach Brady Jasper of the boys right after this.